my secondary 3 year, I started reading the English novels, such as Twilight, because the movie was hit. And it was really the first time that I actually get into learning or personally liking English.
And what kind of got you interested in reading English books?
I think it was mostly the plot, and because it keeps me entertained and keep me following the book, and also maybe the characters, and mainly because of the plot.
Now, in regular school subject, your school English, did you have to read any books set by the teacher?
You mean in university or?
In secondary school.
Not really. There's not much English book, but maybe there were like a thin 30-something pages of book every year, but it's not really a book that we require to read.
Okay, and apart from Twilight, what else have you read which you find memorable?
I've also read The Time Traveler's Wife, and also I forgot the name, but some more casual stories about animals or, yeah.
So it's a kind of like a hobby of yours?
Yeah, I read several or maybe dozens of English books by that time, but mostly I just... I like reading them. I read them every day, but I don't really remember them now after all these years. Yeah.
And how about these days? Do you do much reading in English?
For my study, yes, but not really for casual. Yeah.
You're quite busy, right?
Yeah.
So do you think all those books, those dozens of books that you've forgotten now, but reading them, do you think that they kind of help you now with the reading that you have to do here at uni?
Yes, definitely. Because for the grammar and the how to write an article is definitely helping me in the vocabulary. But for now, it's more academic and maybe the use of phrase is different.
And so can we just go back to maybe primary school? How did you learn? How did you start learning English back then?
I think in primary school, I was just simply studying and focusing on the grammar, and it was just like a subject for me and not really a language. It's just learning different parts and different how to pass the exam or stuff like that.
So looking back on all the things that you did in primary and secondary school and then leading up to the DSE, which part of your learning experience do you think helped you the most with the public exam?
I think it actually would be my self-study, that reading the novels in my spare time, because I think that only the system, only in the education system, the teaching of English isn't really enough to have a good mark in the DSE.
And were you happy with the result you got in the DSE?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And what about in the future? How do you imagine using English?
Because I'm planning to maybe go to work in overseas, so I think that in my workplace that would be a huge help for me if I can use fluent English and academic professionally.